It's quite strange now, kind of just going with the kids along to Sunday school through the doors. It's kind of but thanks for coming to the family service. And when Steve asked me to speak, it's always difficult to give dates when you're able to, and especially with the Bible class, the feel we kind of live by the different Sundays of the month, the first and the third Sunday when we have the Bible class, and that's when it's always a busy Sunday, so I don't know quite what to speak then. So I kind of said the second of the month and never quite realised we'd be kind of the 14th Valentine's Day, but I'd say, as you can probably see with the title of the talk of what to give, it's probably not going to be on bad, but the kind of first steps of Peter. Just from Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11, and just kind of that'll be the kind of Bible passage we'll be reading from today. And probably the reason I wanted to speak on that was just in the last kind of few months it has been a kind of passage I've read, and it's kind of helped me recently. And it was kind of last December I kind of read it, and it was an encouragement and kind of helped me in my Christian walk. So that's just came by just reading the passage, and often just the most powerful thing is just reading God's word. And I suppose there's nothing really I can add to it, but hopefully I can just maybe just point to this passage and it could be a help to all of us here. So just reading from Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, they stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then they got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught out a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for now on you will catch men." So when they brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. So that's just maybe a short Bible passage with just 11 verses, but as you can see, there's kind of plenty to think about and kind of talk about. So, but just to maybe give a brief introduction, just maybe almost a disclaimer for the afternoon, I suppose Peter's often maybe a confusing character in a sense, so we often maybe know him for different names. Originally it was Simon, and then the Lord kind of told him he would be called a different name, so often we maybe call him as Peter, or maybe even Simon Peter. So suppose I know a lot about confusing names, being called first name or second name, but just if maybe just as I give the talk, I might go between Simon and Peter, but hopefully you'll know it's the same guy I'm talking about. But perhaps as we think of Simon Peter, he is a famous New Testament character, or maybe even just in the whole Bible in terms of people in the Bible. I'm sure many people outside the street will probably have heard of him before, and for many Christians he is a kind of maybe a favourite person from the Bible, maybe quite relatable. And obviously the Lord Jesus is the person we know from the Bible we should always aim to strive for, but it's always good to look at other characters and maybe learn from them just in our Christian walk. But we can, if you read throughout the Gospels, maybe the reasons Peter's a favourite of many, as often we do see him make mistakes, and like ourselves, and life can be difficult, and that can be hard to be a Christian, but you see through Peter's example, he would always come back to the Lord, and the Lord was able to forgive him, and it's a good example for ourselves. And today we may be looking at today we'll be looking at the start of Peter's journey with the Lord. This is maybe when he really started to know Jesus and ultimately follow him. So that's kind of why I've called it the first steps of Peter. We know in Peter's life he had a long journey for being a Christian, but this was just the start. So just another few background facts. Maybe you may not know Peter that well, but his brother was Andrew. And we know from other Gospels that Andrew, the disciple of Jesus, previously had followed John the Baptist. We've been kind of talking about that at Glowing Christians in the last month, but it is important to know that. And so I'm sure Peter would have known of Jesus, the claims of, could this man be the Messiah, after all the talk that someone would come and save Israel from their sins. Peter would have perhaps heard the rumours, and certainly from his brother, there's Bible commentators might believe also John, the disciple, also followed John the Baptist. So Peter would certainly have heard of Jesus, and we know also in the other Gospels that it was Andrew who told Peter about the Lord Jesus and how he was perhaps the one, the Messiah, to save himself. So, and even previously from this passage, we know Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law from a sickness. And so that is important to know that in this passage, when Peter decided to follow the Lord Jesus, it wasn't just blindly, they just met this man for the first time, no knowledge of him. I think it's clear from the Gospels that Simon would have heard of Jesus, and it would have been a logical step to follow. So I suppose this passage looks at how Peter kind of officially followed Jesus along with his friends. And for Peter, the Christian faith was just one step at a time. And I think that's important for us today, that it is hard to be a Christian, but it's a step by step as we kind of just seek to be help from God. Just looking at that sort of kind of passage story, we see that Jesus was once again speaking to the crowds. And as you read the Gospels, that's often the case. He would often speak to many great crowds, telling them just the importance of his word. And we've seen this particular time he had asked Peter to let him speak on his boat so he could continue to teach to perhaps a larger crowd, so they wouldn't perhaps get close to him. But I suppose it's also good to know that Peter would have been there listening as well, listening to what Jesus said. And perhaps then afterwards Jesus made a kind of request. So I've kind of broken it up in three different areas, this passage. There was a request in verses 4 to 5, and the result, verses 6 to 7, and finally the response, kind of verses 8 to 11. And I remember taking my notes, kind of written the request and the result. Then I kind of realised they were the same letter, so I decided to go for the kind of alliteration by chance. So hopefully maybe that could be an easier way to remember. So just the first part would be the request that Jesus made to Peter, and that's found in verses 4 and 5, and I'll just read them again. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." So what had kind of happened was Jesus had asked Peter, the fisherman, to let down his nets and catch fish. And I suppose maybe you can, for myself, I could have read that passage many a time, and you can maybe just skip by it and not really think about it. But as you maybe take a step back, it was quite an unusual request for Jesus to have asked Peter, because there was many reasons. Firstly, it was during the day, and obviously maybe the best time to catch fish is at night in the dark, when it's kind of less light for them to see, and also nothing had been caught all night. They had had a hard night walk, and they weren't able to catch any fish, so surely how would they be able to catch fish in the day? And also Peter was an experienced fisherman, and Jesus was not, and I suppose you can often forget that. And you know, often we talk about Peter and other disciples who were maybe ordinary men, just like us, but I think it's important to remember that Peter was an experienced fisherman, and in many ways a kind of independent businessman. He, with the fact of he had his responsibilities of having to catch fish to be able to provide for his family, so he knew what he was doing. And for Jesus to kind of tell him such a simple thing, for Jesus, he was a carpenter, not a fisherman, surely why would Peter listen to him? And also from the passage we see that Peter was tired after kind of trying to catch fish all night. So you would have logically thought, what was the point of trying to do it again? Maybe just wait a few days and try again. But that was kind of maybe why it was quite an unusual request for Jesus to give Peter. However, just another thing about the request, if we just particularly look at verse 5, and just again, I'll just read it. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And I mentioned at the start how this kind of passage had helped me kind of a month or two ago, and often I suppose it's hard. You could spend your quiet time reading the Bible at home, and you can really be encouraged by a passage, but I suppose it's hard to maybe communicate just how that passage help you, and especially kind of for me. But I do, that's really, if I was to say one verse in this passage that helped me, was this verse. And it was just really how Peter still obeyed Jesus, despite Peter probably thinking he would have known best in terms of the fisherman. And he still did what Jesus said. And I suppose for myself, how would I react? Often we probably want to, times of struggle or when life's hard, we maybe try and go on our own knowledge, our own kind of experience, and maybe then afterwards we're going to God for help. But we often do think we know best, but sometimes we just have to listen and obey as Peter did. He didn't just listen to what Jesus said, but he also obeyed. And for ourselves, I could maybe come in many different areas. I was just letting down a few things, maybe in our career, our personal life, our home life, or even our church life. We might feel how Peter did in verse 5, that Peter would have spent so much energy that night trying to catch fish, and he had nothing to show from it. And I suppose for some of us, in terms of our jobs, we probably ultimately get paid by the hour regardless, but for a job like Peter has as a fisherman, it was really, if you don't catch any fish, that's you don't get anything. There's no money from it. No one would give him money just for trying. And I suppose for ourselves and our own lives, so you may feel, even in the smallest things in your life, that you're trying so hard and nothing seems to be coming results-wise. And I just remember in December, I had, whether just kind of unwell from the cold or just you often think you're trying to do so many things and just nothing's really coming out of it. But I remember reading that verse, and it is important that what Simon did was ultimately he still obeyed the Lord Jesus, and he still listened to him. So, and that felt that was a good example. But afterwards, after kind of Peter obeyed Jesus and put down the nets, we see that he was able to get a result. And we just see in verse 6, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so much that they began to sink. So we see clearly in these two verses that through the miracle of Jesus, Peter was able to catch a great number of fish. So much so that they needed help from Andrew, James and John. It was so much that they needed the two boats. And I suppose it ultimately happened because Peter had the faith in Jesus in verse 5 to just obey him. And I suppose maybe we don't often get results as quickly like that in a Christian walk. But sometimes it does take a while, and sometimes life the next day can still be hard. But we do know that Jesus, God, has the power to kind of hear us and answer our prayers. And we see clearly what a great miracle Jesus was able to do, and what a great testimony that would have been to these four fishermen. And after the kind of result, we see the response of Simon Peter, and verse 8 says, "When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.'" So that was the kind of response that Peter seen. He had seen such a great miracle, and perhaps I'm sure he would have doubted previously what would have been done, but he maybe just did it out of respect for Jesus. But he's seen this great miracle that the Lord was able to do, and I think it's always like this verse was the reason, probably because Peter's response was quite short and humble. Sometimes maybe we can all, or myself, we can maybe talk too much in our prayers, but you see clearly that Peter knew who he was. He recognised his sins. He recognised the type of man he was, and he also recognised who Jesus was. That Jesus was the complete opposite. He was Lord. He was the Saviour, and he was sinless. And that was kind of Peter's response. And it was, I always remember doing an MS course in my own time, and how they showed examples of throughout the Bible how people would just, when they admitted the sins to the Lord, it was often short and just to the point. And you see that clearly with Peter, that he just admitted the sins, and there was no excuses. It had a heart's night, and that was why he doubted, but he just acknowledged who Jesus was, and that's always good to see. And just also thinking of the response, we see in verse 11, "So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him." We see previously how Simon had admitted his sins to the Lord, and we see this is again the next step, and Jesus called these four fishermen to a greater calling to be his disciples. And I'm sure we all know the famous verse, "I will make you fishers of men." We probably all know the song as well, but that was what Jesus called them to do, and they gave up their business to follow him. And I suppose also just thinking recently, that I suppose again you can sometimes forget that for Peter, Andrew, James and John, they did give up a business to follow Jesus, although they were maybe just ordinary men. They still had their fisherman business that perhaps came through their family, their fathers, and they would have had their own families to support, but they ultimately, they seen Jesus that day, and after hearing all the things about him, perhaps through John the Baptist, they heard the teachings of Jesus, they seen his miracles, and they ultimately believed who he was and what he said, and they were able to do a great act of faith of step and just give up their jobs and income because they knew that he had a greater calling for them. So just as we kind of think of the final thoughts, hopefully you've maybe, it's probably a passage we've all read and heard and maybe been taught in Sunday school, but I do feel it is a good passage for everyone here, whether you maybe believe in Jesus or not. There's something for everyone, and I suppose it's the best way to do is just read the passage and pray to God. But there's plenty of things to learn from this passage, and there's plenty of things to learn about Peter, and Peter's Christian journey was never easy. We all know after this passage it was never the perfect Christian. We know throughout the Gospels and even Acts that he made mistakes and he was human, but he was still able to follow Jesus and admit his sins when it came. And that's a good lesson for ourselves, that sometimes life is hard, and maybe we think of verse 5, you might be feeling tired and you've walked so hard in many different ways and we don't seem to be getting the results, but sometimes we just need to listen to what the Lord Jesus is saying and just to obey his word, no matter how maybe strange we may feel, no matter how we might think we know best, but it's always good to put our trust in Jesus and just to follow him like these four fishermen did. So thanks for listening, and I'll just say a closing prayer. Father, we thank you we can look at the life of Peter and the Gospels, Lord, and there's much to think about in his life, and just like many other Bible characters, but we thank you we can see that he had his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believed in him and followed him despite maybe the difficulties. And we do just pray that in our own lives we can come to you and obey your word and just to seek your guidance, and just give you thanks for the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, that we can think of all he's done for us and we can always turn to him. And we just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.